Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive even deeper into the amazingness. Now, if you recall, on the last episode, I was working with a volunteer by the name of Nora, just a sweet, wonderful human being. But of course, if you recall, we ended on a note where she had been in a lot of punishment and self-punishment, feeling like she deserved negative karma, all those things. And so for that reason, because karma is a thing that comes up for a lot of people in a variety of different ways. And so for that reason, I wanted to go ahead and pause it. And so if you recall from the last episode, we broke it in half. So basically, I worked with Nora in total for a little bit over an hour, and half of that is on the last episode. And the other half we're going to dive into on today's episode, because there are more key things that you'll want to take away from this session that can be really helpful in your life, for your health, for your life in general. And so that's where we're going today. A few other reminders with Nora, just to kind of refresh your memory, is that she had a lot of health issues going on. So she was experiencing digestive pain. So she had a lot of digestive pain that had been going on for years. And that was something that she also associated that was going on that was connected to the cancer. And so if you recall from the last episode, her digestive pain was about a level 7. And so her and I had begun working with her mind, and she was doing great with her energy, where she was able to get it down to about a level 3. And that's what we're going to do today, is we're going to listen to the other half of that session of the other key things that she was able to do to create that shift. And now, if by chance you happen to miss the last episode, I'd highly recommend going back and listening to that one first and then coming back here, just because there are key insights that you'll really want to implement in your life. And not only that, but you know, karma is a common thing for people to have various links to in their mind that can not only affect their health, but various areas of their life. And so that's a key thing that you might want to tap into from the last episode. And so on today's episode, we're going to dive back in, and it's going to sound like we're still working on punishment. And we are in some ways, but you'll notice that we're working on it in a different way in the mind. Basically, it's in her brain in a few different ways. And so it's a little tricky, but that's where we're going today. And, you know, I have to say, when I was working with her to help her create this shift, you know, my heart just wants it for her so badly, because I can see how much she really is just a beautiful, sweet, kind being, and how her brain wiring just really is just so miswired. But she's just this sweet being who's just really lovely inside. And so it's always an interesting dynamic between what somebody's brain is saying and what they're really experiencing and feeling, and who they are. It's an interesting combination, if you will. But either way, you know, you'll see more and more of her beauty come out. She's just this beautiful being, and I just adore her. And that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Nora. So just okay. For a moment, I want you to think about that childhood belief growing up. and realize it is BS. It's not actually true. You believed it, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not actually true. That's not actually how things go in life. You believed it. You believed it. You spent a lot of years believing it. You felt that it was true, that if you did something that it would happen to you. But that's not actually how things work. And so just...
But I have felt that up until now.
Exactly. Which is why you're manifesting it.
Yes.
Okay. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And I'm going to ask you to stop manifesting it. Stop.
Yes.
Okay. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe. I want you to notice if you look around. Yes, it's been true for you because you're creating it, but notice it's not true for everybody. And I'm going to ask you to stop creating that. Okay. To just do something different and let that go. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Beautiful. And I'm going to ask you to notice the level in your stomach. What's your level?
I'm afraid it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. It...
Bingo. I'm going to feel it. Let me see. Bingo. Punishment. Bingo. Okay. Punishment. Bingo. 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 So I want you to notice the part of you, okay, that... If I ask you, by the way, how many banks have you robbed this year?
Not so many. None, of course.
None, of course. Okay. And how many people have you beat up today?
No one.
No one. Okay. Mm. And so out of curiosity, when do you get to get off of punishment for being a bad person? Like, when are you off of punishment?
I don't know. I don't feel perfect enough. I criticize my husband. We're on holiday. So,
mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's terrible.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You also, did you beat him also?
No.
Okay, great. So wait a sec. So I'm asking you to close your eyes. And I want you to think about any woman who has criticized her husband on holiday. And I want you to notice for a moment. Any woman who has criticized her husband on holiday and realize that is the face of a criminal. That's a bad person.
But I feel sorry for him.
But wait a sec. Do you see how ridiculous that is, though, to say that's a bad person? Your line of bad person is so, it's like if somebody walked on the wrong side of the road, you'd be like, bad person. Somebody has a bad day and they get angry. Oh, bad person. You're really quick to put somebody in the bad person bucket. Like they go in that category really quick. Okay. Mm-hmm. So where is the person that's not perfect, but doesn't necessarily a bad person? Like, in other words, I'm like, bad person, okay? They're stealing, they're robbing, they're doing things that are bad. They have a malice intent, okay? Mm. Other person is somebody who's trying to do good for their life. They want good for others. They're not trying to, like, steal from others and cheat the others and be malice and really conniving. But they might have emotional moments where they get upset or they do something that's imperfect or whatever, and they've got some things that they've got to work on.
Yeah.
But for you, that's like the bad person bucket. That's like, like, you know what I mean? Like we have different buckets, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, my bucket's better than your bucket. Really, really though. would you, can you see the difference, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And so I'd like to, all kidding aside, I'd like to invite you to change your bucket and see that your bucket isn't serving you because immediately you get put into the bad person bucket and then you can't get out. And there's no way for you to get out of the bad person bucket. And you, but yeah, you don't have malice. You're not trying to hurt people.
No.
Like, when was the last time you tried to choke your husband while he was sleeping?
Never.
Never. Okay. So the fact that you criticize your husband, I have a hard time putting you in the bad person bucket.
Yes, I know.
Okay. So are you ready to get out of the bad person bucket?
I would love to.
Well, the only person you need permission from right now is Nora. You have universal, like the universe is miscategorized.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. If I ask the universe if it's miscategorized in the wrong bucket, if it has been miscategorized, if you miscategorized it 0 to 10, bingo, level 50. Like, yes. Wrong bucket. Wrong bucket. Okay. Bingo. So just for a moment, can you embrace? Would you like to? Let me invite you to. I don't want to make you feel like you're forced, because you don't have to do anything you don't want to do, right? But would you like to change that so you don't have to identify as a bad person anymore?
Yes, I would really love that. Okay. I would really love that.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to take that in. Okay, and notice again, your emotions are coming up a lot. Those tears, notice that. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. And now I'm going to ask you to notice the level in your stomach. What's your level?
2.
2, right? Okay, so we're gonna push just a little bit more. Okay, and give me just a second. Okay, your stomach says, but I'm really a bad person, you just don't realize it. Okay. So, bingo. Bingo. So, I want you to picture just for a moment that. Bingo. You've heard the phrase before, all change, all finish my sentence for me. All change what? All change starts where?
With one step? No.
All change starts from within, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All change starts from within, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if what happens, okay, so let's say that I believe I'm a bad person. You know what happens? Then I'm going to go through my life and continue to do things that make me feel like I am a bad person because I'm a believe I'm a bad person. So then I'm going to keep doing that and doing that because I'm going to show myself that I'm a bad person because I believe I'm a bad person. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Just like if I believed I'm a failure, then I'm going to go through life and I'm going to fail and then fail again and then fail again. And I believe I'm a failure and I'm going to show myself 50 ways I'm failing and I'm going to keep seeing, right?
Mm.
So the thing of it is if I ask you how long you felt like a bad person, how long would you say that is?
Since I was a very little child.
Bingo. So about age 7. Okay.
Yes. It might be yes.
Okay. So the thing of it is that you're going to keep feeling like a bad person unless you decide to recategorize yourself. And as you recategorize yourself, you'll start to notice more and more in your actions that you're not actually a bad person. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you, it's when we create changes on the inside, that's when we shift our life. And I want you to notice for a moment that I'm trying to change this. And I want you to notice that you're being a little bit resistant to the change.
I'm sorry. I feel like a bad person. not behavior, yeah.
And obviously being playful, okay? But I'm going to ask you, are you willing to re-identify and change buckets? Are you willing to really make that change?
I'm very willing, but
zero
I don't
ten,
know
how much. No. Dip.
10.
There you go. 10. Stay there with me.
10.
10?
10, absolutely.
Great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to own it, that you're wanting the change to happen outside first, and I'm telling you the change starts as you own it on the inside.
Yes. Okay.
The thing of it is, you felt like a bad person. So of course you're going to have some feeling like a bad person around your mother's passing because you felt like a bad person before that and before that and before that and before that. So of course you felt like a bad person then too, because you were already on that path.
Yes.
Right? Okay. And I'm sure, like, if you think about it, when you look at 7-year-old kids, all the time you think, well, that's just a bad little girl. Does that make any sense?
No. Mm-mm. I was always punished for being happy. I was a very happy child. I was always punished for it.
Okay, but wait a sec. So wait, I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. And we don't want to go into victim. Okay.
No.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a moment. There are 3 key insights that I'd love to share with you at this point. You know, first and foremost, notice that her mind is wanting to bounce around. And the reason that I point this out is because this is very, very common. And so much so that I'll see people who have literally been on a healing journey for 10, 15, 20 years, longer even, who all of the time, you know, I could watch how they're working with their mind, and they work in a way where they just kind of, they get stuck a bit, and then they bounce around to another topic or another topic or another topic, and they never fully release or heal any specific thing all of the way. And so it's there, and then it comes back, and then of course, once it comes back and reactivates, it's got more energy to it. And so it never really, they never really make the progress or the headway that they want to. And so you'll want to notice that her mind is bouncing around in that moment because it just feels a bit stuck. And so that's what she's doing. And again, that's common. So you want to make sure that your mind is not doing that when you work, and that you really work on the specific things that are going to take you to the next level. And then you can always work on the next things after that. But your mind is so specific, and you want to be specific and targeted towards what it is that you're transforming. So there's that. Then number 2, I want you to notice where her mind went. It went into a victim feeling of feeling like, oh, I got in trouble for this, and, you know, being happy and whatnot. But it went into a victim feel, and that's what was triggered. And what happens is that we can go, like, when we're working with the mind, especially if there's like guilt or punishment or something like that, it can show up as like punishment and then justifying things and then victim. And there can be that circle that's going on. So again, it goes back to the last one that I mentioned, is really making sure that your mind doesn't bounce around, because that can happen in that way. Also, you know, when we look at just victim in general, there are always a lot of layers to victims. So in other words, like, a lot of times I'll have people come into my classes who have that victim pattern, and they'll say, look, I'm stuck with just this victim pattern, and it's been going on, and they feel victim to the victim pattern. You know, it's that bad, where there's so much momentum and frustration towards it and all these things. And I've never seen a victim pattern that's just a victim pattern. You know, there are always many layers to it. And, you know, like in this case, this has to do with a different situation where there's punishment and more things that are connected to it. But always, there are always many layers typically. And so ultimately, you won't want to just get stuck in the victim feel. So in other words, if you are somebody who said, look, I've got this pattern, and then I'm stuck here, and then you're victim to the victim pattern, you'll want to remember that there are layers, and that's what you'll want to shift. So that is key, just because I see so many people that get stuck there as well. All right, so number 3, and number 3 is a bit of a note. What you'll want to note right now is that we're talking about putting herself into different buckets, so to speak, like a different category, miscategorizing herself and, you know, moving herself into a different category. And there's a reason for that. And so the rest of this insight is going to come as we continue going, but you'll just want to note that for the moment, and it'll unfold and you'll see why that is. And so that's where we're going. And that said, let's go ahead and dive back in. Okay, but wait a sec. So wait, I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. And We don't want to go into victim. Okay.
No.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. You have the power to create your change now. If we go back to your seven-year-old self and what happened and blah, 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 we don't have like, we could spend there all day, but where we needed to go is moving forward and creating a change. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
So that's where we need to go to make the progress. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so just for a moment, I'm going to ask you, are you willing to make the change? Are you willing to take in? Great. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to wrap your head around the awareness that you are a good person. And sure, you have some patterns to fix and maybe you criticize your husband and you can work on that and you can work on some things and yada, yada, yada. But you're a good person. You're not a bad person. And there's some things that you want to work on about yourself and all these things. Great. That's awesome. You should want to work on things and keep growing and improving yourself. That's beautiful. But bingo. But just for a moment, taking in, you're a good person. Take it in fully. Embrace it. You can either resist it or you can embrace it. Are you resisting the change or are you embracing it?
I'm trying to embrace it.
Okay, embrace it all of the way. All of the way. All of the way. Wrap your head around it. That you're a good person. Are you perfect? Nope. I don't know anybody who is. Okay. Are you a good person? Yes.
Yes, I am.
Say that again.
Yes, I am.
Great. Say it again.
Yes, I am.
Great. And ask you to notice the level in your stomach. Great. What's the level in your stomach? 0 to 10?
0.
0. Awesome. I'm going to ask you to take that in for a moment. First and foremost, great job with your energy. Second, I want you to notice something. You know the part of you that felt like you were right, that you were really a bad person and felt like I was wrong? Well, your body says that I was right. Meaning this, imagine for a moment if I'm in wrong way of thinking and I have this pain, and then I shift to right way of thinking and the pain goes away. And I go to wrong way of thinking and the pain comes back. And I go to right way of thinking and the pain is gone. Well, so what would you recommend that I do? Go in wrong way of thinking or right way of thinking?
The right way of thinking.
Great. So what I want you to notice for a moment is your pain went to a zero. So what does that tell you about this way of thinking?
It is the right way.
It is the right way. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And I'm going to ask you to take it in, even beyond what Brandy is saying, even beyond what I'm saying, that your body is telling you. Your body is telling you that your way of thinking in a different way is correct. Can you take in that validation for a moment?
Yes. Yes.
So I want you to take in that feeling. Okay. Now, bingo. So this is what I want to do. First and foremost, how freaking amazing are you that you were able to get that all the way to a zero?
Thank you. Yes. It was great.
Right. Okay. Now I am going to ask you to listen to this recording over and over and over again. So anytime what I see with cancer and whatnot, there's layers. There's layers of emotions and different things like that. So I want you to take this in and take this in. And then of course there might be something else underneath. There might not be. This is the main shift that's needed. And then we can relook, but this is pivotal. And so there was multiple things. So I want you to work on the bad person bucket and also the feeling like you deserve to have cancer and blah, blah, blah. So I want you to get it in every single day, multiple times a day. Okay. Mm-hmm. How often?
Multiple times a day.
Great. And are you
good? Every day.
There you go. And are you good at follow through?
Usually, yes.
Great. So if I ask you if you can own this, if you can become the change, if you can say, okay, this is a specific change that I need, I am now going to become that change. I'm going to own it. I'm going to get it in. I'm going to really make this change. Can you do that? All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a moment. I mean, first and foremost, how amazing is she? You know, she was able to release her pain from a level 7 to a level 0, which is really impressive, especially, you know, when you stop and think about the awareness that it's been there for years and years and years. How incredible our minds really are. So super impressive. And of course, you know, I coached her to do it, but it's her energy. She's the one that made that shift. And it's really impressive, you know, just such a sweetheart, just a beautiful being. And obviously, it's about getting her to realize how beautiful she really is. And so, you know, making that shift is so important. And if you'll notice, that's part of the reason that I'm emphasizing this to her, is that she's really got to make sure to follow through. And her situation's a bit different. And so you'll notice, you know, I'm really requesting her to follow through, and you'll see exactly why that is coming up. Because this information is in her mind in a few different ways, which makes this situation a bit complex. And so you'll note, she'll say, like, you know, I've been meditating, I've been doing all these things, which, you know, meditation isn't my most favorite thing anyway, but, you know, she's talking about, you know, she's been doing all these things for years and it hasn't been able to shift it. And there's a reason why. And so you'll note that coming up when we dive back in. And of course, follow through is really important for everybody. It just looks different for different situations. You know, for example, if you think about even back to episode number 10, there was the woman named Zena who had the tumor in her throat. And basically, her and I worked, and after one session, the tumor healed and it was gone. Okay, which is really impressive. And some people might think, oh, well, she didn't have to follow through at all. But really, she did. Her follow through, she was just very fast at it. We did a lot of work with her mind, and then she really just embodied the change. Like, she took that change into her life and acted on it very quickly. And so she really did follow through, and it was just in embodying and becoming that change. And by the way, if by chance you missed episode number 10, you'll definitely want to check it out. It's really, I love it. Just beautiful. But again, point being though, is that every situation is a bit different on how to follow through, which this situation with Nora is also different. And you'll see why that is coming up. And so that's where we're going. And what you'll want to notice as her and I are wrapping up, you'll notice that she says and refers to herself as being a bad person. And so that's part of the key on why she needs to follow through in a bit different way. And I'll explain more as we wrap up, because then you'll have all of the information. So let's go ahead with this last little piece right here, and then I'll explain why that is. So let's go ahead and dive back in with Nora.
Yes, I will do my best. But am I just going to repeat it internally, the words, the sentences, or is that how to do it?
I want you to re-listen to this and take in the feeling and really feel that it's true. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So the nice thing is we do certain things along the way to help you implant it into your mind. And then what's also nice is because you can see at the end where you can see where your pain went to zero, you can also see that it's universal truth. And so by being able to have that validation, it makes it easier to embrace that change, because now there's a greater knowing than just, you know, sometimes when we feel bad about something, we can justify it back and forth and go, well, is it right? Is it not? Is it? Mm-hmm. And instead, you can see that your body went to zero, from a 7 to a 0. You can see the change, and you can see that those were the things that we dealt, that we worked with. And so you can see the right way of thinking. So it's helpful, because then you don't have to go back. So the part of you Like if I ask you how many times you've gone over in your head and trying to justify this and justify it over and over and over, how many times would you say that all of this, you've had this argument in your head?
For many years.
Many years, right? And so this can help put an end to the argument. Okay.
I have tried a lot. I meditate. I am a yoga teacher. I'm all into this, but I can't seem to get it right. Can't understand.
I
feel I have the tools, but I feel it's so strong in my subconscious that I can't get rid of it.
I hear you. And so what I would do is I would listen to this, and I would listen to this recording, and I would take it in, and I would embrace it. And then, and I would see how that goes. And and really doing it, because the nice thing is you have different pieces and you also have a validation, because you can see that that's what's shifting the pain. Okay. And so you can see that. And then if you need more help, I would strongly recommend, I have a video course, and I'd strongly recommend jumping in that. And in the video course, it's got tools and techniques on how to work with your subconscious mind, how to shift emotions, how to shift things that are stuck, all of those things. Okay.
Great.
But absolutely. And so, but the first thing I'd really recommend is just taking in this information, digesting it, and wanting to make that shift. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
And then if you need help, jump in one of my courses. I'll be glad to have you in there. Absolutely. And it'll help you even more, but I'd love for you. I know that whenever somebody has a session with me, we work on things that they don't know we're going to work on. things go, you know, whatever way the body says. And so I want you to just kind of take a moment to digest the information and get it in. And then. Okay. And if you need help, definitely jump into a class, and I'm happy to help support the shift of the subconscious and getting rid of all of that. So, and speaking to that, I know I make it look very, very easy to create that shift. I get it. And that it does need to be in the subconscious. And so, bingo. Give me 1 second. Bingo. Said another way, if I was to articulate it even better, I would say this. I would say that shifting, when we hit that sweet spot of exactly what needs to change, if we really do that and embrace it, it can make everything easier. It's kind of like, let's say that you go to move something and it feels hard to move, but then there's like this sweet spot that if you move it just right, things will actually work really well. And so what I would do is that re-listening to the recording, taking it in and really embracing it, and things could move really, really well, really nicely, and you could totally jump onto it, or there could be more resistance. And if so, I would say definitely jump into a class, and I'd be happy to help you. Okay.
But your classes, are they online?
They are.
Yeah.
They are online. There's a video set, so you can go through the video set on your own. And then I also do offer some group classes where I answer questions for people. Like if they have a question, they can raise their hand and I just,
okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So, any other questions?
I just want to embrace what you're doing. You are so simple. You are authentic. You are very authentic and very easy to like. Very easy to like. I saw your TED talk, and you really resonated with me at once. So thank you for being there and for letting me participate.
You're so sweet. And I have to say, my heart receives that. Thank you. And I have to say, you're also very easy to like. You're just sweet.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Sweet and, bad person.
Sweet what?
Sweet bad person. No.
What?
No. Sweet good person.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you. I was going to be like, wait a second. Did you get back into the old bucket? Did you switch buckets already? You got to, yes. So make sure make sure to reinforce that. So I want to make sure you get that. Okay. So, beautiful. Beautiful job with your energy. And thank you so much for your kind words. It really touches my heart. And I adore you. And I want to see you do this. Okay. So you got to make sure to reinforce it. Do this, make it happen, and keep me posted. And also great job at shifting. Great job at shifting that discomfort, the pain. And let's see you do this all the way. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.
Same to you. It has been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Nora.
Bye-bye.
Bye, dear.
Bye.
All right. So first and foremost, what a beautiful, beautiful being, you know, and I'm so excited for her to start to get to see that even more. So, you know, as of right now, she's created that shift to then feel differently. But what'll happen is as a person really fully embodies it more and more, they'll see even more of the positive. It's like as you clear that and you really shift that, you start to see and experience in a more beautiful way. And so I'm excited for her to do that. But of course, it's going to take follow through. And by the way, did you hear her say that she was a bad person? Now, this is the reason that it took more effort. What you'll want to notice is that the information for punishment has been programmed into her mind in multiple ways. And that's the reason why it's so hard for her to shift, is because if you think about it, you know, on the last episode, we talked about karma, where she felt like, you know, if she laughs about something or does something to somebody else, that she immediately deserves that back, kind of like the old eye for an eye thing. You know, she had that belief in her. So there was the karma punishment. Then there was a feeling of also having an event, you know, something took place or multiple somethings took place to where she also felt like, you know, then things happened that she was bad for. So then there's that punishment factor from events as well. And then also there's an identity piece where that has been so strong in her life, the punishment, that she actually sees herself as a bad person. And so what happens is that it goes into her brain in multiple ways. Now, if you think back to the beginning when I had asked her to recategorize herself with the punishment, you know, putting herself in a different bucket, not the bad person bucket, but a good person that had some things to work on bucket, you know, recategorizing herself, that was the reason why. And so notice that we worked with punishment patterns and quote-unquote feeling like a bad person pattern. We worked with them in multiple different ways because they're in the brain in multiple different ways, which is also why, if you just heard me saying, I want you to make sure to listen to this recording over and over and over again, because it's really been programmed in at a very different level in multiple ways, which can create a lot of feelings of really feeling stuck. And that's why also when you think about it, for her to be able to go and release that pain from a level 7 to a 0 is really impressive, considering the wiring in her brain and the different ways that information has been programmed into her brain. And so that's key. And notice she also said that she's been trying to reprogram her mind over and over, and she does yoga and she's been meditating for years. And, you know, and it's still not changing. And of course, I hear that all of the time. I think most people that come into my program have been meditating for years or went through a phase of meditating for years, trying to get it to work, to heal. You know, so I hear that all of the time. But you want to make sure to target those specific things and then, of course, follow through. And by the way, speaking of follow through, if you think back to, what was it, episode number 41, if you remember Natasha, which was just a sweetheart. She had been sick and suffering from IBS since I think it was something like age 7. And so if you recall, if you think back to that episode, at the end of it, you know, there was that follow-up where she went to the park for the first time for a few hours, and she was stoked about going to the park, and it was really, really sweet. And, you know, her and I had left off in a place that said, you know, you want to make sure to really follow through to embody the rest of this change. And the beautiful thing is that she's doing exactly that. Even was it yesterday or the day before, she sent me an email, and it is this beautiful picture of her and her husband and their two toddlers. And I have to say, it's just, it's so gorgeous. And she is literally glowing and smiling from ear to ear. And it's beautiful. Her husband is smiling so big. And her kids, like her boy, her baby boy toddlers, they're so freaking cute. And in her email, she goes on to say all of the things that she's been able to do and go to the park more and waterfalls. I mean, all of these things. It's really, really sweet and incredible with the follow through. And by the way, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and share this with you. I'll put it on the website for this episode right here. So you can go look at this glowing picture of her and her family. It's so sweet. And when she sent it in and shared it, I asked her if it was okay to share with everybody. And she was like, absolutely, go ahead and share it. My husband's so proud of me. I'm having so much fun. I mean, just all love, you know, it's just so sweet. So I'll leave that there. I mean, she just goes on about all of the things that she's been doing and creating new brilliant memories with her and her family. And then she's also noticed a huge change in her mood, and she's even happier in life. And she did mention she is still following through. So she mentioned at the end, she said, I've had some small attacks start, but I've used your techniques to stop them. Your course is really changing my life. I can't thank you enough. And it goes on, you know, sending so much love and all these things. Just super, super sweet. Point being is that I want to emphasize, you know that I make it look really, really, really easy to get results. But I want to emphasize, just to be transparent with you, that you want to make sure to follow through to really get them. And so I love that. I love that with Natasha, and you'll have to check that out. Her picture of her and her family, just so beautiful. And I have to say, I'm so excited that her follow through is creating a better life for her family and her boys. They'll all have a better life because she's following through and making that change. And I just love her. So much respect. And also love Nora, just an incredible woman, wanting to see her really reinforce this and do the same thing. Guys, it is truly so incredible what our minds are capable of. And I feel so blessed that I just get to see just people make incredible changes back to back to back. It's just really beautiful. And so that said, guys, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you. And again, just so much respect for you being somebody who is here continuing to expand your mind and your energy. I just truly love it. Have an incredible rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.